This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign pushed his legal battle in Nevada on Thursday amid a storm of lawsuits in key battleground states like Pennsylvania and Georgia. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the latest from the Silver State.
A Nevada official announced Thursday that the state will accept mail-in ballots until Tuesday, November 10th. They must, however, be postmarked by November 3rd as the nation awaits a vote count from the state that could decide the fate of the presidency. Nevada has six electoral votes to offer, and with Democratic nominee Joe Biden at 264 as of Thursday afternoon, a win in the Silver State could see him reach the coveted 270 needed to secure a win. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Trump's legal team is claiming 10,000 people were allowed to vote in Nevada without being residents any longer. Jobless benefit claims dipped slightly this week to 751,000 as reported Thursday by the Labor Department. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
State health officials in Colorado are reporting that hospitalizations from coronavirus have reached the highest level since the pandemic began. Colorado Governor Jared Polis pleaded with residents Thursday to wear masks and reduce social interactions. About 121,000 cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed in Colorado, and the state health department recorded almost 3,000 cases Wednesday, a record high. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is planning to step down next year as speculation builds he may have Parkinson's disease. Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev told UK newspaper The Sun that the Russian leader's 37-year-old girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. He intends to make public his handover plans in January, Soloviev told the news outlet. A pregnant Orlando, Florida woman didn't let labor stop her from casting her vote in the presidential election. Elections employee Karen Gonzalez said the husband asked for a ballot for his wife that was still in the car. He said she refused to go to the hospital until she was able to vote. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The National Football League has fined the Las Vegas Raiders for its coronavirus procedures. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
The Raiders will play the Chargers in Southern California Sunday. NASCAR's season finale 500 takes place Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final four drivers, Chase Elliott, talks about this year's success.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that, I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it, and we prove to ourselves that we can do it. I think we have believed we could do it, but to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented.
Other drivers in the Final Four are Logano, Keselowski, and Hamlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
About 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, still in California, and things are quiet for the most part. But, you know, I still remain on who our next president will be. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now, political science professor at Kentucky State University and author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And he's going to break it all down. And probably after this election, there could be probably 12 facts we can't talk about. What do you think, Dr. Riley?
Yeah, I think this is something you and I mean, the last time I appeared on the show, I think we talked about an election prediction, and I didn't give one and just said, you know, it'll be close in a lot of words. And that's really what we saw. I mean, right now, we don't have a president. Anyone who says that we do on either side is being premature. And we've got, what is it, 5, 6 states outstanding. They haven't even counted Alaska fully. But, I mean, Georgia is leaning Trump, as I understand. He's still up by something like 700 votes. But, I mean, there are 5,000 votes to be counted. I mean, that's going to be incredibly close, and that's going to be recounted by whoever loses. North Carolina was won by Trump. I don't know why that state has been called. He's up 3 percentage points with 96% in, but that is still technically out. Pennsylvania is another one where you've got 200,000 votes left, and Trump's up by, you might correct this, but 50,000 or something like that. Biden, quote-unquote, won Wisconsin and Michigan. I mean, in both those states, you had an incredibly close race. I would probably demand a recount in Wisconsin if I were Trump. I think he's going to.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so that's the picture. I mean, we've had election week, at least, and it might stretch until election months. I mean, one of the things that's actually not bad for Trump is that a lot of rural ballots in Pennsylvania are still coming in, and that might represent a strategic mistake by the Democratic leadership of that state, which appealed to allow ballots to come in until 9 days after the election.
Exactly. Well, we've got a couple states that way, right? That the official count isn't going to come in till the 10th. So, four more days at least, and I think even as far out as maybe next Friday, even, which is bizarre. Now, Arizona, what did you make for the Arizona deal? I thought when they called that, I thought that was really quick, and then now you're reading that actually, and I didn't even pay attention. I don't know why I didn't notice it, but they had made the announcement for Arizona before their polls were closed.
Yeah, so I think there are a couple things there. First, I think a lot of people on the right and kind of business center for a couple of months have been wondering, well, what the heck is going on with Fox News?
Yes.
And this was, again, and the allegedly what's going on is a feud between senior Trump staff and Fox's upper leadership team, as I'm sure you knew. But, I mean, so this might be an example of that. There are 7 different independent services. Although, again, how independent from the parties Fox and MSNBC have traditionally been.
Yeah, right, there. Exactly.
But there's 7 independent services that call election. And Fox was, for about a half an hour, the only one of them to call Arizona for Joe Biden. Even the New York Times didn't. It's generally conventional not to call if there's less than a 1% gap between the candidates on. But yeah, Arizona was called early. I mean, what we're seeing right now, that's another state that's going to come right down to the wire. There were 600,000 yesterday, now probably about 400,000 votes remaining to be counted, and Trump needs to win 58% of them to win, and most of those are coming from a working-class white and Hispanic area of Pima, which Trump probably will win. So again, I expect we'll see a 10,000 vote gap, a 12,000 vote gap between the winner and the loser there.
Well, you know, the whole, I guess, mystery of some of these things, and of course, the accusations of voter fraud, the president, he's even gone to court with it. But, you know, in the rule of law, you better have some bodies. You know, you got to have some really strong evidence. Anecdotal stuff doesn't pass. Although, you know, Veritas has gotten some, you know, videos of, you know, some willful acts, but they're so helter-skelter that it affects the emotions of those on the right that feel like, okay, we anticipated that, it's almost like a self-fulfilled prophecy, which is not to say that they're wrong altogether. It's just that here we are, at a time, especially after having gone through 4 years of all this Russian interference and everything else, you would have thought that we'd have had this buttoned down. Now, I understand. Look, in the era of COVID, people had to scramble and, you know, but, you know, the leadership of these states should have realized what they were doing in terms of the logistics and how it would impact their local post offices and personnel.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, so a couple different things there. I mean, first of all, obviously we should investigate voter fraud. There quite possibly was some level of voter fraud. I think that's not really debatable. The question is that 30 votes or, you know, 30,000 votes? I agree with you that a lot of the conspiracies you're seeing online, and because currently the Democrats in the lead, these are about 90% from the right, are kind of nonsensical. I mean, there was a claim at one point that 128,000 votes had been added to the totals, and 127,000 of them were for Joe Biden. And the question was, well, how could that happen? But the answer is that it didn't. There was some kind of statistical mistake made by the guy entering the votes for one of the TV stations. And someone just took a screenshot of that. It literally, the moment the Biden votes went in, before the Trump votes went in with the wrong number of Biden votes. And that's how you get to kind of conspiratorial, like, what are they doing, conclusion.
Right, exactly. Well, and then we get, you know, and this is an indictment on, well, in news reporting, everybody's jumping the gun, and then they wonder why people, you know, call them fake news and all this. I mean, we have had so many influential elements to this election process, whether it's big tech and what they've been able to do and how they've been able to control the narrative. And in some cases, as I spoke with one insider with big tech, he said, Bill, Mark Zuckerberg can, in the middle of the night, put something on Facebook, they can't even trace it, and he'll influence millions of votes. And, you know, so, you know, I don't know if that's in the realm of the conspiratorial, but, you know, clearly, you know, artificial intelligence and the power of social media has, we've got a, you know, a tiger by the tail here, or the tiger's got us by our tail.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a conspiracy theory. I think of a conspiracy theory as kind of a baseless claim that some invisible dark world actor is screwing up a process. I mean, so a conspiracy theory is the Democratic Party in Philadelphia, which is corrupt, but I mean a solid regional political party run by mostly local middle-class black and ethnic Caucasians, Philadelphians, like they're just throwing all the Trump votes away. That might have been possible in 1950. I don't think that's possible today. I mean, I assume they have surveillance cameras in Philly. So that's a conspiracy theory. The argument that the media and social media were very heavily against President Trump and that swung votes is just a fact. I mean, we saw the enormous power of social media during the entire Hunter Biden thing. I mean, again, I don't think that was more than a top two or three story in the country, top four story. But nonetheless, it was a big story, and it was literally entirely censored for about a week. I mean, your account was deleted or suspended on Twitter if you posted a link to it.
Exactly.
Jane Lingle, my fiance, had this happen. I mean, you have to either take the thing down or contact their service staff at a pretty high level. I mean, and this is for anyone to have done this. I mean, probably millions of accounts were removed, at least temporarily. Mm-hmm. So that power does exist. I mean, you're absolutely right that someone posting as, oh, to be Facebook security, Facebook technical, can put anything on Facebook without using their actual name. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. just a fact.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Wilfred Riley. He is the political science professor at Kentucky State University. And we're just trying to make sense of all this and, you know, trying to keep everybody calm. You know, the votes are being counted, and we'll get to the bottom of this, and we'll see how all this plays out and if the truth rules. Stay
frustrated,
tuned.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ internationally on the radio in 27 languages.
In partnership with native missionaries, the Tide Ministry gives hope to unreached people groups, making the Word of God accessible to Christians as well as those who are not yet believers. This plays an important role in bringing the gospel message to those who are willing to hear it. As the Word of Hope spreads through places like Kosovo, the Tide is able to connect with more and more listeners. One Kosovar listener shares how instrumental the Tide was in his search for truth, explaining how his non-practicing Muslim family always has the radio on. The Tide broadcasts truth into their home through the voices of shepherding pastors. "Thank you for these teachings," he said. "They are so much needed in my country."
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus and learn how the Tide Ministry is meeting the hunger for truth in places like Kosovo, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're fresh and independent with a little bit of an attitude, just the way you like to hear from us. Good to have you with us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And it's Dr. Wilfred Riley time. Yes, our favorite political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. I'll tell you, this is this time that we're in, what I'm concerned about, Dr. Riley, after everything is all said and done, is the psychological damage all this is going to have on the body politic, the loss of confidence, the fact that we're, you know, we're doing this again after all that we've gone through previously for 4 years and chasing down the Russian collusion and delusion. And, you know, we're going to have half the country think that whether it's Joe Biden at this point, because I'm not confident that even after everything is said and done, that 50% of the country on either side is going to declare some sort of level of illegitimacy. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, whatever happens in an election that's decided by one percentage point, I mean, 49 to 50% of the country is going to be angry and disgusted. I mean, that's almost just mathematics. I think over the past couple of years, there has been an extraordinary erosion of trust in American institutions. And a lot of that, frankly, has to do with the sort of left-leaning media's constant Captain Ahab-style pursuit of Trump. I mean, yeah. So we had, what was it, 3 years on whether our core institutions like the intelligence services are corrupted by the Russians? Is the president a Russian spy? While all this was going on, you also have this entire postmodern approach. You know, everything is racism. So, I mean, you've had, by the way, when people say, like, Trump is threatening not to leave office, and so first, no, he's not. That hasn't happened for weeks.
Yeah.
But this would not be unique. I mean, you had the governor of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, lose by 60,000 votes and say she lost because of racist voters.
Yeah, at least. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this has happened over and over again. I mean, you saw the guy in charge of the vote counting in Pennsylvania, unless I misread that title. Remember him on Twitter saying that if Trump won, that would mean fraud? So,
yes,
first
yeah,
of all, I think a lot of politicians both sides should get off Twitter. I mean, I think that really, like, doing hot takes drunk at 10 p.m. with your buddies, I mean, I'm still male under 40. I mean, I don't know what a lot of you guys are doing when I see that stuff posted. There's no way that benefits the country. But, yeah, between the media versus Trump, political scandals, major actual scandals like the Biden thing, even some of the emolument stuff against the president, combined with all this racial crap, yeah, people have a very low level of trust. I don't mean to be crude here, but like when they polled last year, Congress had a lower approval rating than herpes. I mean, it was, would you date someone with herpes? Was like 11%, and Congress, yeah, gave a positive view of them was like 10%. So that's where we are.
10%, yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, to further this along here with, like you say, all the negative media purposely, I mean, you don't produce 92-95% negative media unless it's intentional. And this is why Donald Trump has hung the moniker on them. I mean, it really hasn't been, you know, a fair shot in terms of being able to be reelected. In addition to that, besides the biased media, what's happened in you know, with social media as well, has been kind of the anecdotal influence that you have. You know, a lot that goes in terms of information is the transmission from humanoid to humanoid. Hey, this is my guy, or this isn't my guy. And then we're hearing now that there are so many people that are afraid to mention Trump just to avoid an argument. So they were able to squash, you know, some of that anecdotal information. People are just afraid. They didn't want to get their car scratched. They're not going to put a bumper sticker on. Although, I will tell you, in my travels across the country, I saw more Trump-Pence bumper stickers than I did, you know, Biden-Harris bumper stickers. And, you know, that's quite telling. You still had some people, in spite of the pushback, and in spite of, you know, even it being suggested that when pollsters would call, you know, people, they would give them the wrong answer on purpose. They just didn't want to, you know, get in any kind of contentious conversation, even with a pollster. And so this is the pollster's excuse why they didn't get it right again, which, you know, you talk about getting people off of Twitter. Maybe we just ought to get off of all these, you know, these polling gurus and, you know, get them out of the deal, because they all had an impact on this, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot there. I mean, first of all, there obviously was a shy Trump voter effect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is one of the things, I actually had questioned this. So I remember when I was last on the show, I cited the polls, and I said, I mean, if these guys are doing what they should be doing, what even I would do for a survey, there really shouldn't be more than a 2 or 3% shy effect. It turned out it was 7, 8% in a lot of states. Maybe they don't know what they're doing. I don't want to, you know, criticize other pros point by point, but that's what it's kind of looking like. I mean, and a lot of people like Ben Shapiro that have a good hand with the jokes have been going online and saying the polling industry needs to learn to code, so on. But the serious fact underlying this is that if there is a shy Trump vote, or if people are scared to put out bumper stickers, so on, that's because there's such a huge, often what's unreasonable backlash to saying that you're voting for Trump or that you're a Republican in general. I live in a working class neighborhood in, working class plus young professional neighborhood in the downtown of the Kentucky State Capitol. And it struck me a while ago that we weren't seeing any Trump sign. We were seeing a lot of Biden-Harris, and it was very virtue signaling in nature. I mean, so you'd have one of those signs and a Black Lives Matter sign, then a rainbow flag sign. But these were only in front of about a fourth of the houses. And one of the people that I know, I think it was Jane, actually said, you know, the other three-fourths of the people in Kentucky are probably voting Republican. Right. They're just not advertising that. And the day of the election, in fact, you suddenly saw all these flags come out. Republican Party headquarters is down the street from us, and there was at least a 30-foot billboard put up by the homeowner across the street, not by the Republican, that just said, Trump train's here, not quiet anymore. And whatever you think of that kind of thing, I think that that is measuring the silent majority is something that the media and the pollsters have to learn how to do. I mean, this wasn't five people. This turned out to be an enormous number of people. I mean, Trump nearly won the popular vote.
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing that I believe the people, the takeaway, for the people is to understand is that, democracy, can be messy, but it requires some courage. And this idea of a silent majority, I mean, we the founding fathers, in a sense, laid out a system that really demanded our activism. You know, it starts out with the people. I mean, it puts the responsibility of the government right where it should be, which Donald Trump said at his inauguration. And if we the people are not participating, and if we're too shy to participate, well, I don't know teams that win games when you've got shy players on the field.
Yeah, you literally want the guy that'll take the last shot. One thing I will say about that, though, is I think a lot of mainstream kind of blue-collar, big guy Americans aren't shy or scared so much as they're worried about facing a cowardly opponent to some extent. Yeah. I mean, I don't think the worry with sort of young Antifa or BLM kids in downtown Frankfurt or Louisville is they'll fight you one-on-one. I think a lot of these Kentucky boys would be fine with that. I think, encouraging that, of course, but I mean, I think it's more the idea that someone's going to sneak up and knock on all the windows in your car in the middle of the night.
Right.
And that's really something that keeps coming up with all these protests and so on. I mean, during the Civil Rights era, people obviously protested, and they obviously fought with the John Birch-style hard right of the time. They obviously marched. But they also understood that if they were doing this heroic thing, they could be martyred, i.e., if you stood in the middle of the street with a sign, you'd go to jail for a couple days. That's what made it heroic.
Right.
What you have now seems to be more individuals that want to do these things, like this pretense of heroism, and then have no punishment. So if you're an ordinary citizen, protesters block the street, you bump one of them with a car, got out and had a fight, get back in, everybody lives, you're probably going to be charged with multiple felonies. That is, I think, what's holding people back, much more than fear of expressing yourself politically or something like that. The idea is if you put up a Trump sign, someone's going to steal it, and then they're going to egg your house, and that's not entirely unfounded.
We're being conditioned, the way I look at it, and what are we going to end up with here? I mean, sometimes things come in phases. They come, they go. We learn experientially. But when you've taken away our freedom to talk and people are not being reasonable, man, I'm telling you, I think we're going to be dealing with not a very reasonable society for a while. What do you think?
Well, I think it gets back to what you said and something I really encourage in Taboo. It's not matter one of the reasons I do these shows and a lot of public appearances, which is courage. I think that there are going to be a lot of people telling citizens what to do in the post-COVID era because we've seen that citizens will respond. I mean, before we knew that the death rate for COVID was 0.1%, I mean, people had already been trained to wear masks, stay indoors most of the day, work entirely from home. How do you resist that? You have to come out openly and say, well, I don't think this makes sense. Show me the data. Show me the science.
Exactly. Yes, if you want to pursue it, then, be vulnerable. Now, being honest enough to put it out there and let's reason this thing out together. Dr. Wilford, Wilfred Riley here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, Wilfred. Appreciate it. Take care.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making the grocery shopping experience more accessible for customers who would like to use SNAP EBT benefits while shopping online. Customers with a SNAP EBT card can order groceries from Amazon at no additional cost and no membership required. SNAP participants can also enjoy the benefits of Amazon's low prices, vast selection, with free and convenient home delivery available. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson.
At Amazon, we're always looking for ways to improve the shopping experience and are dedicated to making grocery shopping accessible for all of our customers. With online acceptance of SNAP EBT, customers can access a wide selection of everyday food on Amazon Grocery and fresh produce, meat, and more from Amazon Fresh in most metropolitan regions.
SNAP customers can find budget-saving options and exclusive discounts across beloved grocery brands. For more information about the program, visit amazon.com/snap. Again, that's amazon.com/snap.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed man was arrested Thursday night outside the Pennsylvania Convention Center as voting counts continued. Reports say he was planning to attack the location. Police say they were tipped off about a group of people from Virginia driving to the convention center in a Hummer with a possible plan to strike, WPVI reported. At about 10:50 p.m., a man inside a Vietnamese restaurant across from the center was taken into custody. Police recovered a weapon at the location and a Hummer. It's unclear if the man arrested is connected to the alleged attack plot. NBC News is reporting Defense Secretary Mark Esper has prepared a letter of resignation. The news outlet is crediting the story to three unnamed defense officials. Jonathan Hoffman, Assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs, says the NBC story is inaccurate and misleading. As Mr. Esper's tenure may or may not be coming to an end, Esper is helping members of Congress draft legislation that will strip names of Confederate leaders from military bases. USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
And we're back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator and author of How Trump is Making Black America Great Again. Horace Cooper joins us now. Horace, how are we doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. We need your calm. We need your resolve and your clarity of perspective here, as America is quite emotional, and understandably so, as our nerves are being wrecked through this whole process.
Well, one of the things that I will say is that we have witnessed in this most recent election a clash of two distinct philosophical perspectives, a perspective in which one group has said that we are people who determine our own future, that we have within ourselves the capacity and the ability to achieve and succeed. Another has an idea that our best days are past us, and that the best thing that we can do is hope that a benevolent government will look out for us and provide for us and see to it that since we can't achieve on our own, that they come up with their own designations of who are the successful and who are not. And it is that conflict that's playing out right now. Part of the vision of self-determination and the vision of you controlling your destiny means that you know that you can try hard and you might fail, or you might achieve. achieve beyond your wildest dream. On the other side is a perspective that absolutely doesn't take the risks and wants to guarantee outcomes. And there are phenomena that many of your listeners are probably watching that are a consequence of this, where yes. you have precincts with 100% turnout, 150% turnout, 220% turnout. I mean, even the creator of the universe actually never made more people that he used than the two that he used to start the whole planet's population with. In Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, apparently you can now just suddenly spontaneously generate new voters to the tune of 220%.
Yeah, we got human combustion going on here.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, then we got this new thing where apparently, like in the Old Testament, where people were long-lived, there's an individual who voted absentee, of course, at 147 years of age, born in 1850. Yeah. And, you know, it would have really been difficult for that person to get around to go vote. But I mention these instances because I say that if you come from a vision where we have to have this government intervention, then whatever is necessary to do that is necessary and is justified.
Yeah.
That's a real difference in this clash of vision.
What I consider, you know, looking at this from, you know, a bit of a sociological standpoint perspective, is the psychological damage and impact this has upon, you know, the working class people, as you mentioned, the people that say, hey, look, I want a level playing field to go out there and, you know, get my just reward for all my hard work. And let me have a shot at this. And I think, you know, we saw this clearly after the Obama administration and the Trump administration came in, and all these regulations were lifted, and we had this this incredible amount of energy and momentum just kind of just waiting. It was like a horse at the gate, just sensing that any minute they were going to hear the shooter's pistol, and they were going to be off and rolling. And this is what happened in America, and I believe that for the most part, up until COVID, you know, we were quite pleased with the trajectory that we're going on. And now we get COVID interrupt us, and boy, this country is in shock right now with all the restrictions. And, you know, you as a constitutionalist, seeing what's going on with our freedoms, and boy, it's like we've, I guess in a way I see that we've been set up for this particular outcome. Is that fair?
Well, again, I don't disagree that the consequence of COVID changed the election dynamic. I don't disagree with that. I disagree with that we are presented with this figure of 72 million Americans who woke up and decided sometime in August that they wanted to adopt that philosophy, as I said, of the choice to let government be your provider.
Right.
That, to me, isn't truly borne out in terms of the reality of my experience. I, at Project 21, work really, really assiduously to help report what minority communities are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And much of the conversation that's been had over the last 4 years about this president harboring hostilities toward racial minorities has turned out not to be true. And how do we know? Well, we got the policies. You know, I have a whole book about that.
Right.
But we also saw on election day the president dramatically improved his numbers. And in fact, we are seeing that Donald Trump received the highest percentage of minority votes of any candidate running as a Republican since 1960. You don't normally imagine that a population oppressed and prevented and stymied from achieving their objectives would embrace in greater numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So Honestly, I'd love to get, at some point, a real thorough investigation of not just the anecdotal instances of what appear to be some election fraud.
Yes.
But how systemic was it? And is it sufficiently systemic that it actually does count for the popular vote majority? If you told me that 55 million Americans supported this radical agenda and vision that is far contrary to our noble creation, mm-hmm. I might be convinced that we've got a lot of education to do. But when you tell me 72 million, that causes me to really wonder where we are and how much of that do you want to attribute to COVID and how much of that would I attribute to a really, really aggressive form of fraud.
Yeah, well, and like you said, and I agree with you 100%, that, you know, you look at all these elements, these influencing elements that came upon the voter politic. You got the mainstream news. 92, 95% of what was reported on the president was negative. Okay, well, you get that part. Social media made it clear that they were not going to stand for another 4 years of Donald Trump. Google, on the night of the election of 2016, the CEO with tears in his eyes said this will not happen again. We don't even have a full understanding of the power and influence of social media, what they were able to do, and what insiders have said. Look at Zuckerberg, Dorsey, the rest of them. They all have the power to, because AI being what it is, it's so we can't even track what they're able to do. And one, and he said very proudly that he could influence at least 18 million votes with one single social media message. And so all this is, you know, just preconditioning, like you said. I mean, it wasn't like all of a sudden we woke up and said, oh, wow, you know, this is this new frontier. There's no question there is a paradigm shift, and I think it requires some objectivity. I do not trust our system, our bureaucracy to do brain surgery on itself, if that makes sense.
Yeah, now I think if we could get colleges like Hillsdale College mm-hmm. and other center-to-center right institutions to allow for funding of an actual investigation and answer some questions. One, every survey, every mainstream polling survey assured us that if we had a higher level of turnout, it would be slightly more than what we had the last time. And we now are seeing the actual voting numbers.
I'll tell you, we got to go to break. We got more from Horace Cooper after this.
Timeshare owners, this is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process business for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
It's we the people. That's what makes our country great. And this is what we're trying to protect is you. The very essence of this great American experiment is in our laps. And what are we going to turn over to the next generation if we lose grip of the truth? And I don't buy into this idea that truth is relative. Truth is the truth. And that's the way it is. And ever since we've abandoned that concept of the truth being the truth, because it is associated with God, we turn our back on God, and then we wonder why we're living in the chaos that we're living in right now, that we can't even have an election. And somehow you have, you know, Horace Cooper, you kind of feel like, man, now I know how Venezuela feels. You know, and here we are, the United States of America. Go ahead.
Absolutely, governments that are more interested in the control that they have rather than the right and ability of the people to make those determinations manipulate the process. Mm-hmm. We had all of the primaries in America for president and even for local governments last spring, last winter, and last spring. There are no identifications of any COVID events that are associated with people going to vote.
Yes.
We don't have any of these instances where you can say the big risk factor is if you go vote, you're going to catch a deadly disease and die. Notwithstanding that, America in many jurisdictions chose to adopt a mechanism that rather than ensuring the integrity of the outcome of the election, lessened the integrity. Yeah. The whole idea of a voter ID card, a card that you show a photo ID, is to ensure that the person who is voting is actually the person who lives in the community and is actually interested in a stakeholder need to make sure that the person requested this ballot. We did exactly the opposite of that. Now, one of the things that we at Project 21, who have been huge proponents of voter integrity measures, is that many times it is minorities who are the victims most often. When you ask people, would you like more government versus less government, people say over 60, 65, or 70%, they want less government, not more. Do you want higher taxes or less taxes? I can go down the list, but when you allow ghost voters, when you allow convicts, when you allow transients that are not of the community to vote, strikingly, they vote in a way contrary. Hmm. That's no different than what we saw in the 40s, 50s, and 60s when blacks were denied their right to influence and determine the outcomes in the policy arena of the communities where they lived. But in that case, they simply wouldn't let you vote. But swamping your vote with ghosts and convicts and transients is no different.
Yes, exactly.
It has the same effect. And so I'd love to see a study where we ask how many people voted nationally and then tally what the drop-off was from the national race to the other statewide races in their community. If you see 2, 3, or 4, 5% drop-off or higher, what you have is a strange phenomenon where in some of the poorest communities, in some of those dispossessed communities, people only voted for the presidential race and didn't care at all about the
down ballot. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, not their mayor.
Yes.
When all of our evidence shows that exactly the opposite is what really happens. People are much more concerned about the lower ballot races, and they work their way up. Lastly, you can't tell me there wasn't a red wave. There are too many places where conservatives gained ground. And now there's an aggressive conversation happening among House Democrats over whether or not they're going to blame Nancy Pelosi over the outcome, because the margin between House Democrats and House Republicans is so narrow. We are looking at something far more different in terms of these numbers that were shown than what actually happened in the United States of America on election night.
It's in Congress, as you were saying. It doesn't match up. You have people voting, you know, that did fill out their entirety of their ballot. That would be a curious thing, just to even, like you said, determine how many of those ballots were only, you know, just for the president and didn't involve any local involvement. I mean, that really smacks in of some suspicion there. And again, it adds to a bit, as some would on the left say, oh, you're just being conspiratorial. Well, I mean, this is reason. I mean, this is, come on, you know, you have to suspend reality to get to that
point. The other point, to amplify that a little, the other point is, if this were a phenomenon that happened all across America, then maybe it's a new thing.
Yes.
But if this phenomenon is concentrated, particularly, and that's what I suspect, concentrated particularly in lower socioeconomic communities, where that's the model that we have seen of voter fraud in the past. At Project 21, we have a white paper in which I explain and demonstrate that it is the poorest communities, minorities and poor communities, suffer the most when voter fraud occurs. If that's what we end up seeing, that's an entirely different phenomenon than America, quote, making this choice. It's a really, really interesting phenomenon. Now, let me turn just really briefly to this other issue. Mm-hmm. How did we manage to get the media and big tech and all of our so-called elite influencers all join in to guarantee no conversation about Mr. Hunter Biden and about so much associated with the actions, positive and or negative, about the incumbent administration. This has been a truly, truly remarkable phenomenon, and it was no surprise to me, to see that on election night itself, an exit poll came out predicting the numbers that weren't ever shared with America but were told to all of the reporters, predicting a 7, 8, or 9 point margin for Joe Biden.
Right.
We didn't end up seeing a 7, 8, or 9 point margin. And in fact, when the race began to narrow, people were astonished. Why were they astonished? How did all these people agree? We really, as Americans, need to ask the people who have put themselves as these self-appointed minders to help with public policy for America so we can go about our days. We need to ask them, what are they doing? What is their agenda?
Exactly.
That includes big tech.
Right. Well, they need to be canceled. I mean, they canceled us, you know, and they need to be canceled. I mean, in the old days, as you know, as we read about, is that, look at it, if you were a prophet, you're a recognized prophet, you know, to your country and to your region, and your prophecy didn't come true, the consequence was lethal. It was unacceptable. But here, you know, people give you these things, then they give you some sort of excuse like, oh, it's that Trump effect. Oh, no. You had your thumb on the scale, and you did everything you could to precondition the voter for a certain expected outcome. And, you know, the other thing, Horace, that they're not looking at is that how are the numbers for Joe Biden exceeding that of Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
To you. At the beginning of our conversation here, I said we're looking at a number of Americans saying that they embrace this vision that is just an unduly elevated number. The incumbent president, Donald Trump, in purportedly losing, is setting a record for the highest number of votes ever received. Only person who has received higher is Joe Biden, who is purportedly winning the popular vote. How did we get nearly 66 or 67% turnout when we were told that we're likely to see a number much closer to what we saw in 2016 and what we saw in 2008? How did that happen? And again, that's why I want to see, did these votes that are tallying up to equal this large number, are they scattered all across America, or are they somehow concentrated like we saw in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where 100% of all the living capable of being registered lawfully to vote showed up, or in some precincts, 200% more people than even lawfully existed. That's not 65%, 67%. That is 220% turnout.
Like we said, it forces you to suspend reality, and to me, that is ultimately dangerous when we start lying to ourselves or accepting lies. You know, what's next, and you know, how much worse can it be when we start going down that road? Of course, the Europeans, Germans especially, most recently, realized the cost of a lie, and hopefully America doesn't realize that. Horace Cooper right here on Bill Martinez. Thank you, Horace. Take care.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.